Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. Today's Daf is Tanis Yud Ches. We are up to Yud Zayin Amud Beis, 1, 2, 3 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Amar Mar, let's go back and review what we learned yesterday. The Gemara gave us a brief excerpt of Megillas Tanis, which contains a list of Yomim Tovim established by Chachamim to mark, to celebrate various Nisim and happy occasions. We had two examples which were cited in the Gemara. The first one was the period between Aleph and Ches Nisan, due to the fact that during that time the Korban Tamid was properly reinstated. Then we have from Ches Nisan until the end of Pesach, that was celebrated due to the fact that they prevailed over the Bais Susim, who sought to disrupt the proper arrangement of Shavuos. Says the Gemara Omar Mar, let's review. Mitmanya Bei Atzoif Moyada, from Ches Nisan until the end of Pesach, Itoisav Chaga de Shavuaya, Chaga Shavuos was properly reestablished, as opposed to the Bais Susim, who insisted that it always falls out on a Sunday to give us that extra long weekend like Rashi brought. No, Chachamim prevailed. They proved from the Psukim, Shavuos is exactly 49, 50 days after Pesach, irrelevant of the day of the week. And therefore we celebrate it in a manner of Deloy L'Mispad. We refrain from not only Tanis, which would reflect a lower level Yom Tov, but also a Hesped. Eulogy is not conducted on that day. So that's the occasion. Ches Nisan until the end of Pesach. Asks the Gemara, Lomali Atzoif Moyed, why even mention that it stretches until the end of Pesach? Throughout that period you don't have Hesped or Tanis. Lema, rather it should say Ad HaMoyed. From Ches Nisan until Pesach you refrain from Hesped or Tanis due to this time of celebration. Leave out Pesach. You know why? It's unnecessary. Umoyed Gufa Yom Tovu Va'asr. Either way, Pesach is a Yom Tov Min HaTorah. You don't do Hesped or Tanis. So leave it out of the list. Amar Papa, could the Amar Rav, just as Rav tells us yesterday, we had a similar kasha regarding the other occasion, which stretched from Aleph until Ches Nisan. Aleph Nisan. In any case, that's Rosh Chodesh. It's Moyed. Don't fast or have Tanis or Hesped. Why does the Megillas Tanis have to include it in the Yemei Megillas Tanis? What did Rav tell us? Kedama Rav, lo nitzracha. The point is, ela le'esar yom shelafanav. The gain is for the day prior to Aleph Nisan. As we explained yesterday, because a Yom Tov Min HaTorah does not cover the day before or after. It doesn't need chizuk, it doesn't need reinforcement. Only the actual Yom Tov is asur, but not before or after, as opposed to the various occasions established by Chazal in Megillas Tanis, in order to give that chizuk, to lend that importance, we include the days before or perhaps even after. Sure, Aleph Nisan is Rosh Chodesh and is Asr B'Tanis. What about the day prior to Aleph Nisan? That would not be included. The fact that it was included in the Yom of Megillas Tanis, we celebrated due to the Korban Tamid that was reinstated, now it has a new identity. It's Yom Tov Midrabbanan, and now it extends past the day itself. It covers the day before as well. So that's the added gain and benefit of mentioning Aleph Nisan in the Yomim Tovim of Megillas Tanis. Not for the day itself, to the day before. Lenitzrucha, the only need is Elul Esar Yom Shalafanav, to cover the day before. Hachanami Lenitzrucha, here as well. This is the answer to our question. From Ches Nisan until after Pesach, we celebrate the reinstatement of Shavuos. Why mention Pesach, which in any case is a Yom Tov? Lenitzrucha, the Chiddush is Elul Esar Yom Shalachra. It's going to cover the day following this period of celebration. Sure, Pesach itself is a Yom Tov on its own. That only covers the day itself. How do you extend it to the day after Pesach? That only happens because it's part of Megillas Tanis. So you couldn't say the day before, because the day before is, in any case, the period between Ches until Nisan. The reason why we mentioned until Pesach, the reason why we mentioned Pesach was to cover the day afterwards as well. is ruchak. Kaman ka Rabbi Yosi. Okay, so you follow Rabbi Yosi's shita, the Amar bein lefanav bein la'achrav aser. You may recall back in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi's shita was, this was opposed to Rabbi Meir, who says that the Yom Tov, even a Yom Tov, the Rabbana never extends into the day past the Yom Tov. Rabbi Yosi held, no. We make it a real serious occasion, a serious event. It covers the day before and after. Your Teretz follows Rabbi Yosi. Mentioning it in Megillas Tanis adds significance, adds the day following. Okay, that's good. Let's see if it works. If that's the case. Let's go back to the other question. We celebrate Aleph Tel Ches Nisan because of the reinstatement of the Tamid, Itoikim Tamida. Why mention Aleph Nisan, which is Rosh Chodesh? Answer, to include the day before Rosh Chodesh, which will be included in that event. The day before Rosh Chodesh is Chav Tes Adar. Well, guess what? Chav Tes Adar, in any case, would be celebrated, would be included in the restriction of Hesped V'Tanis. You know why? Not necessarily because it's a day before Rosh Chodesh, or day before Aleph Nisan, which is celebrated, but rather because it's a day following Chav Ches Adar, which in itself was a Yom Tov of Megillas Tanis. Yachi, if that's the case. And following Rabbi Yosi, that those Yom Tov extend forward as well. Be'esr Metesha Nami. What about 29 Adar? My area, why do you have to come on to the fact that Yoyma de Mekami? Yoyma, it's a day before the day of the Mitukam Tmida. It's a day before Aleph Nisan, where the carbon tumid was reestablished. Typically, it turns out that you don't need that. In any case, it's a Yom Tov. Da'avala Yom Adabasa Esrim B'Tam Anyebe. Chavtes Adar is a day following 28 Adar, which in any case is a Yom Tov by its own right, the Sanyo. Esrim B'Tam Anyebe. What happened on Chavches Adar? Osos Besurta Tavsa. Good news arrived to the Jews. They don't have to budge, move away from the Torah. So before we get into the full account of what happened here, the Gemara's kasha is, why mention Aleph Tel Ches Nisan? Aleph Nisan is Rosh Chodesh. In any case, it's a Yom Tov. The answer was, Rosh Chodesh only covers itself. The fact that Aleph Nisan is included in Megillas Tanis, it's going to cover the day before as well. Chav Ches Adar? In any case, it's covered. It's already been covered. Because it's a day after Chav Ches Adar, which is a Yom Tov. So what happened here? Shpamachas Nigzer Gezerah Lisrael. So it happens that there was a decree, anti-religious decree, decreed by the Romans on Yisrael. Shalei Asku B'Torah. They can't learn Torah. V'shalei Yomulus B'Neim. They can't do Milah. Shechalu Shabbosos, can't keep Shabbos. Ma'asa Yehuda ben Shamo v'chaberav, what did they do to counter the gzera? Holchu v'notlo etza, they went to seek advice. Mimatronis achas, from this Roman noble woman. Shekol gedoyli roimim etzun etzla, where all the offices, Roman offices, frequent. Amalem, so she was familiar with their ins and outs and the process. And the method, how to reach them, Amar Lahem, she gave them the following advice. Imdu vifkinu balayla, go out and demonstrate at night, when your voices will be heard, and hopefully you'll be successful. Holchu vifkinu balayla, went out and demonstrated at night, they disrupted life. And they said, Amru, ey shamayim, for the sake of Hashem. That's a Rashi in Rosh Hashanah. Rashi over here says, they were addressing Hashem. Look, Hashem, look what they're doing. And then they turned to the Romans, so to speak, and they said, Lo yachem anachnu, aren't we brothers? Esav and Yaakov. Lo yibnei av echad anachnu. Don't we have the same father, Yitzchak? Lo yibnei eim achas anachnu. The same mother, Rivka. Masha explains, aren't we brothers? That was connected to the issue of learning Torah. The Torah puts you in good light. Torah says, Lo yisai vadoimi. Don't reject the Edoimim completely. So look, the Torah is in your favor. Aren't we the sons of the same father, Yitzchak, who had Bris Milah? How can you prohibit us from bris milah? The same mother who kept Shabbos. Chazal say, the ner Shabbos was doylik a whole week. Rivka kept Shabbos. So what's going on? Why are you giving us such a hard time? Manish taninim koluma veloshin. Why are we different than all other nations? Shatim goizim aleinu gzeres rois. That you make such bad gzeres against us. Ubitlum. And they were successful. The Romans cancelled the gzera. Voisa yoyim on that day, which was chav chazadar, asu yomtev. They turned it into a yomtev. Okay, so Chav Ches Adar is already a yomtev, which covers the day afterwards as well. Rabbi Yossi holds, it goes forward. So Chav Ches Adar is already covered by this yomtev. It doesn't need to be covered by any other yomtev, like Aleph Nisan. Am Rabbi Lenitzrucha. Elo Chodesh Mubar. What about a leap month? Well, you have 30 days in the month of Adar. In that case, the day before Rosh Chodesh is Lamed. The day before Aleph Nisan is Lamed. It is not covered by Chav Ches. It's 2 days after Chav Ches. It wouldn't be Asur Behesped. Oh, but now that Aleph Til Ches Nisan is a new Yom Tov, it covers Lamed Adar as well. So typically, you're right. The day before Rosh Chodesh is Chav Tes, which is already covered by Chav Ches. But a Chodesh Mu'ubar, then you need the additional advantage. The fact that you have a new Yom Tov, Aleph Nisan, which covers Lamed Adar, Rav Ashi Omar, Filo Temi L'Chodesh Chaser. Let's speak about a typical month, a 29-day month Adar. And the reason why we need to mention Aleph Nisan as a Yom Tov, in order to cover the previous day as well, Chav Tes Adar, which is in any case covered by Chav Ches Adar. Today after Chav Ches, the answer is, it's not really covered completely. Kol Shel Achra, because you're meant to know. The day itself, the Yom Tov itself, is Asur Behesped V'Tanis. True. But any day other than the Yom Tov itself, suppose the day before or the day after, has restrictions. We don't fast. But we're not machmer so much. We don't give it the din of the actual Yom Tov itself. Hesped is mutter. Kol Shel Achrav, any day following a Yom Tov. Rashi learns, likewise, preceding a Yom Tov. B'tanus, asur b'hesped mutter. Although it has limitations and restrictions, only tanus, you don't fast. But hesped is mutter. That's typical. V'zeh, as opposed to this case, Chav Tes Adar, which is sandwiched between two Yomim Tovim, it's ahead of Chav Ches Adar, and it's behind Aleph Nisan. That gets additional ma'ala, additional status. V'zeh hoylu mutu ben shnei yomim tovim. Chav Ches Adar, since it's situated between two yomim tovim, on the one side, Chav Ches Adar. On the other hand, Aleph Nisan, asuk yom tov atzmai, we regard it like the actual yom tov, v'afilu b'hesped nami asr. In which case, we're forbidden from doing hesped, even hesped, on this day. That's the answer to your question. True. Chav Tes Adar, in any case, would be covered by Chav Ches Adar, because it's the day following Yom Tov. But in that case, it's only Asur B'Tanis. But now that we added a new Yom Tov, Aleph Til Ches Nisan, because of the Karban Tamid, turns out that Chav Tes Adar is now sandwiched between two Yom Tov. It gets additional Chumris. It's regarded like one big Yom Tov, one big event with the days prior and following. Okay, so we had a kasha. Why bother mentioning Aleph Nisan, which in any case is Rosh Chodesh? The answer was to cover 29 Adar. Well, 29 Adar is covered in any case. The day following Chav Ches Adar, which was a Yom Tov established by Yehuda v'Shamua when they prevailed over the Romans. The Mevatel Dixir. Two answers. Either a leap month, so Lamed Adar is not covered by Chav Ches Adar. Rather, because it's the day before Aleph Nisan, second Teretz, we want it to be situated between two Yom Tovim to give it additional restrictions, additional Ma'ala. Amar, let's go back to that occasion of Ches Nisan to the end of Pesach. Mitimanya Be'vatsoif Mayada. What happened between Ches Nisan and the end of Pesach? That's That's when Shavuos was properly reinstated. And therefore, we celebrated the Lulav Mitzvah, but we don't do Hesped. Ask the Gemara. Why mention Ches Nisan? Lamei Tisha B'Av. Start from 9 of Nisan. Why? B'Tamani Gufei Aser. In any case, 8 Nisan was already covered. Davala Yomidi took him Beit Midah. It was included in the previous Yom Tov. Remember, from Aleph to Ches Nisan was the Tamid celebration. So you have Ches Nisan covered. Why do you need a double identity? Two reasons for celebration. It's part of the first Yom Tov, and it's the beginning of the second Yom Tov. And says the Gemara, maybe one of these Yom Tovim will come cancelled. In which case, it's good to have two reasons to celebrate. Even if one is cancelled, the other one is still intact. Given the Ilu Mikla Milsa, suppose something would happen at Gzera, which will prompt the Chachamim to cancel that Yom Tov. Ubat Linei L'Shiva. Not only will they cancel that day of the Gzera Chas V'Shalom, but the entire set, the entire celebration, all 7 days will become cancelled. For instance, let's say this Chag HaTamid, let's call it the Chag HaTamid, will become cancelled. So the whole system, from 1 till 8, gets cancelled. Farshim say, the Kedusha gets cancelled, the Yom Tov gets cancelled, and it's all one unit, all 7, 8 days are one unit. So all 7 have to be cancelled. So typically you would cancel all 8 days, right? It's from 1 till 8 of Nisan. The answer is no. The 8th of Nisan still has another reason for celebration. It's part of the second Yom Tov, which starts at 8 and ends after Pesach, because of the Chag HaShavuos celebration. The Ilu Mikla Milsa, if something Lo'Yaleinu will occur, which will prompt them to be Mevatel, Batlinei L'Shiva, to nullify the first Yom Tov, so you would cancel the 7-day celebration, but the 8th day will still remain intact because of the other Yom Tov. Tamani Gufei Aser, the 8th day will still remain Aser. Aser Behesped V'Tanis, still part of the next celebration, the Havala Yom Kama, because the first day of the next occasion, the Taisa B'Chag L'Shvu'aya, the Chag HaShavuos celebration. Answers to Gemara. Listen to this. But now, you have another answer to your first Kasha. Hashtadas is Lachi. Now, that you've come up with this teretz regarding 8th of Nisan, you need a double reason for celebration. Just in case one falls by the wayside, you have the other one. Es and Reti Shanami. Let's get back to that other Kasha. The 29th of Adar. Even if it's not the day before Rosh Chodesh, the day before Aleph Nisan, even if that's not a reason for celebration, it's already covered because it's a day after Chav Ches Adar. Why do you need two reasons to celebrate? The answer is, cover all the bases just in case. Given the Ilumikl Milsa, if perhaps something will happen, Ubatlini L'Esrim V'Tamanya, and the Yom Tov taking place on 28 Adar would become Batel for some reason, would be usurped by some other decree or hardship, Chas V'Shalom, Esrim V'Tishu Gufei. But that wouldn't affect 29 Adar, because that in itself would be Asur. The Havala Yoimim, the Mekame Yoimim, they took him to Midah. Because it's still the day before Aleph Nisan, which we celebrate because the Tamid was reinstated. So bottom line is we have 3 Terutzim to Akash. Let's just go back for a second. We had 2 occasions from Megillas Tanis that we mentioned. From Aleph till Ches Nisan, Itoikam Temida, from Ches Nisan until after Pesach, Itoikam Chag HaShavuos. Question was, Aleph Nisan, in any case, is celebrated because it's Rosh Chodesh. The answer is, to cover the day before as well, which is unique, a unique feature to the Yomim Tovim of Megillas Tanis, because of the Rabbanon. You want to turn them to a significant event. 1 second. Chav Tes Adar is after Chav Ches Adar, which in itself is a Yom Tov. So it's automatically covered. It's Yom Shela Achri Chav Ches. 3 Tevets. A leap month. So Lamed Adar is not covered by Chav Ches. It's only covered because it's the day before Aleph Nisan. Rav Ashi's Tevets. Typically, unless it's the actual Yom Tov. There's no Isser of Hesped, only Tanis, not Hesped. Chav Tes Adar is sandwiched between Chav Ches Adar, one Yom Tov on one side. Aleph Nisan, another Yom Tov on the other, and therefore this Isser, not only Tanis, but also Hesped, is treated like the Yom Tov itself. Third Teretz, Suppose one yomtiv gets cancelled for some reason. The other one still remains intact, and therefore Chavtes Adar will still have significance. Now in the Mishnah, you may remember we had two shittas regarding the Yamim, Lefnei and La'achrei. So the day itself we celebrate, either it's Aser B'Tanis, or if that Yomtiv is meant to memorialize a more momentous occasion, more momentous Nes, then it achieves an even higher status, we don't do Hesped and Tanis. What about the days before or after? So the Mishnah had two shittas. Rabbi Meir maintains the lower level Yom Tov, which only has Isra of Tanis, doesn't include day before or after. The higher level Yom Tov, which is an Isra of Hesped as well, that spills over to the day before. Because it might lead into the Yom Tov, might get confused, but not the day after. Once it's over, it's over. That's Rabbi Meir. So Yom Shalafanov is Asr by the Yom Tov, which has Isra Hesped. Rabbi Yossi takes it a notch higher. When there's Isser Tanis, lower level Yom Tov, it includes even the day prior. When it's an Isser Hesped as well, it's a higher level celebration, that includes the day before and after. Who do we paskin like? So actually we're going to have another two shittas in the Gemara for a total of four shittas regarding days before or after. Itmar, Rabbi Chiya bar Asya Amar Rav, Halach Rabbi Yossi, you follow Rabbi Yossi. Which again is that a day which is Aser B'Tanis will cover the day before as well. Iser B'Hesped as well, that covers the day before and after. Ushmol Amar Halach K'Rav Meir, Vipassana K'Rav Meir, who takes it down a notch. When there is Iser Tanis, it's only the day of. Iser Hesped, the day before as well. Umi Amar Shmol Hachi, is that so? That Shmol follows Rav Meir? Vatanya. If they look at Megillas Tanis, the nusach there is the loy lisanah behind. You'll see it in yesterday's daf, right at the first wide line. The loy lisanah behind. Muktzasan. Some of them the mispat behind. The word behind is accentuating something. It's stressing. Why repeat behind? Shtei pa'am says the Gemara loymlach to tell you, shein asurin. Only the day itself is included in the restrictions, lifneim lachrei matar, but not the days before or after. So according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, there's no difference between the standard yom tovim throughout the year, which are manatoyra, which only cover the day of. The rabbanans were not more chamer; they only cover the day of. V'amar Shmuel halach Rav Shimon Gamliel. Shmuel follows this shita. We don't cover days before or after. And here we see that Shmuel follows Rav Meir, who covers the day before as well. Mikara Savar, initially Shmuel held, see he was looking for the most lenient shita when it comes to fasting. He wanted to be Mekel. So initially he figured Rav Meir was the most lenient shita. Because in contrast to Rav Yossi, Rav Meir was Mekel. Mikara Savar. Initially he figured, keeping the Lekka, Tana de Mekel, Rav Meir, Omel, Rav Meir. He figured there's no Tana that's more lenient, or as lenient as Rameir. So he says, Halach Rav Meir. But given the Shamil Rav Shimon Gamliel, they make it fey. Oh, once he got word of the fact that there's a new Shit, Rav Shimon Gamliel, who's even more Mekel. At the limit, the restrictions only applies to the Yom Tov itself, and not before or after. In this case, of course, he followed that Shit. He adopted Rav Shimon Gamliel, Omar Halach Rav Shimon Gamliel. V'chein Amar Bali. Bali was the name of a Chacham, Rashi says. So he weighed in on the topic and he said, Amar B'chei Bar Abba, or Rabbi Yechon, like Rabbi Yossi. So we're machmel like Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rabbi Chia le Bali. So Bali was quoting Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia turns around to Bali and he says to him, I'll explain to you what I meant. Asbarloch, I'll explain to you what Rabbi Yechon meant. Ki Amar Rabbi Yechon, like Rabbi Yossi. You know what Rabbi Yechon meant when he said, Lachar B'yais? He didn't mean all the way. It was in a limited fashion. Adeloy lisano. It means like this. You see, Rameir holds that a day which has Isser Tanis, that's a lower level Yom Tov, will not cover the day other than the Yom Tov itself. Not Lefanav, not Lachar, only the day itself is us. as opposed to a Yom Tov, which includes Iser Hesped as well. It's a higher level of celebration that includes Yom Shalafan. That's Rav Meir's sheet. Rabbi Yechon held, you know what? Irrelevant of whether it's an Iser Tanis or Iser Hesped, this type of Yom Tov, that type of Yom Tov, it's always going to cover the day before as well. The day prior to that Yom Tov is included. So in this aspect, he was adopting Rabbi Yossi's Shita, who held that even a Yom, which is Aser B'Tanis, is Aser the day before as well. That's all he meant. This is sort of a new Shita, a compromise Shita. Irrelevant whether it's this type of Yom Tov or that type of Yom Tov, Iser B'Tanis or even Iser B'Hesped, it's only going to cover the Yom Shalafana. So it's like a cross between Rami and Rabbi Yossi. That's all he meant. He didn't mean mamash like Rabbi Yossi, that a Yom, which is Aser B'Tanis, will cover not only Yom Shalafanav, even Yom Shalachar. Not once the Yom Tov is over, it's over. When he said Alach Rabbi Yossi, he meant in this aspect, that a Yom, which is Aser B'Tanis, I want to include the day before as well. So bottom line, according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's always going to include the day before, whether it's a Yom Aser B'Tanis or Yom Aser B'Hesped. Okay, so in summary, we have four shittos. So we're speaking about the Yomim listed in Megillas Tanis. There are two levels of Yomim Tovim. Some are Aser only B'Tanis. Sometimes you have a Yomim which is Aser even B'Hesped. Now we're discussing the Iser pertaining to days before or after. And of course, as the Gemara points out, typically, unless it's the day itself, so meaning before or after, we'll never have Iser Hesped. It's certainly limited in its scope. At most, it's Iser Tanis, unless it's sandwiched between two Yomim Tovim. Okay. But typically, it's only an Iser Tanis. So when does that apply? When is there an Iser Tanis Lafana V'Lachrav? Before she does. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is very mekel. It's always mutter. Irrelevant of whether it's an Iser Tanis or Yom that has an Esped, the day itself, but that's it. According to Rabbi Meir, a Yom Tov which has Iser Tanis, then Lafana V'Lachrav is mutter. A Yom Tov, which even has Issa Hesped, a higher level Yom Tov. And Lefanav is Asr as well, or La'achav is Mutter. Rabbi Yossi picks it up a notch. When it's a lesser Yom Tov, which only has Issa Tanis, then Lefanav is Asr. This way it doesn't spill into the Yom Tov. But La'achav, once the Yom Tov is over, that's it. The higher level Yom Tov, which has Issa Hesped, in that case we say, it covers both sides. Lefanav and La'achav is also Asr. Rabbi Yechon struck a compromise. In either case, it's always going to be Lefan of Asr, because it might spill into the Yom Tov, but La'achar is Mutter. There's a big kasha in the Gemara. Kasha posed by Tosfos. We paskin, Reichon paskins, Lefan of Asr. Now, amongst the days of Megillas Tanis, we have Purim, Chanukah and Purim. How can we fast the day before Purim? Tanis Esr is the day before the Yom Tov. Lefan of Asr. I saw several pshatim, many mafarshim, seek to answer this kasha. The Meir says it's very different. He says, Tanis Zeh of Megillah, of Tanis Esther, is Tanis Shal Simcho, the time of celebration, to celebrate Hashem's Ashkocha Pratis. We re-experience their hardship, which ended up being a blessing in disguise. It ended up coming to a nace, to Yeshua, and that's what we're celebrating. And he says it's so different than your typical Tanis, which is meant to evoke sorrow and sadness. Ve'inu b'chal shar Tanis. The Meiri writes further, he says, it's yesh bo yisrach tefila u'pirsam ha'nes, litim bo yishoidoa v'shevach l'rboi ro'olam, al nisim al gvurois. Just like they called out to Hashem, and Hashem responded to them, Divrei Hatzoyim of Tzakosim. The Kolbe writes a beautiful word. He says, why is Tanis Esther different? Lefi sheloi nesar ela Tanis al Tzar. The Isser only applies to the Tanis of Sorrow, of Tzar. Aval Tanis on Oysen, what we do is, Einoi ela lezecher a Tanis Esther. Vishyizkur kolat, a person should be mindful. Hashem observes, he listens, he pays attention, he's aware of what every person is going through. V'shemei kol ish be'etzarosa, kasher yis'ana v'yoshev eilav b'chol levavet, kasher osa, aveisenu, ba'yam mahim b'azman hazeh. Berkei Yoyis of the Ran, many mepharshim pretty much work along the same route. Tanis Esther is so different than a regular Tanis, which is meant to bring tsar, and that's not appropriate when it's in such close proximity to the Yom Tov. Here it's just a re-experiencing of what they went through. Of course, we're meant to do tshuva, etc. We're meant to take a lesson from them. But it's leading into happy occasion. Purim is coming. So this is so different. And therefore, it's allowed. Okay, continues the Gemara. Two lines from the bottom of the Amud. Is that so that Rabbi Yechon holds that a day prior to a Yom Tov is asr? Rabbi Yechon himself says, we want to follow the anonymous Mishnah. And we have a Mishnah in Megillah as follows. It's none. Although we speak about sometimes advancing Kriyas HaMegillah for various reasons discussed in Bez Hashem coming up in Maseches Megillah. So although we advance Kriyas HaMegillah, we read it on days before Purim for whatever reason, Mutarim Besver V'Tanis. But really, those days aren't really Yomim Tovim to the extent that they have to be celebrated with Isser Hesper V'Tanis. No. You read the Megillah, but it's still not a Yom Tov. So that's the Mishnah Megillah. Let's try to figure out what they were speaking about. What day in Adar are we reading the Megillah and still we can do Hesped V'Tanis? Let's go through the list. So the possible dates for Kriyas HaMegillah ranges from Yud Aleph, Adar, all the way to Tesfah. Let's go through one by one. Emas, Ilim Ibnei Chamesa, we're speaking about the ones living in the walled cities, who meant to read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. And for whatever reason, we could currently be our base, they're reading on the 14th. So they're advancing Kriyas HaMegillah, but they don't have to celebrate? They can do Hesped? Absolutely not. 14 and 15 Adar, in any case, are days of celebration. Those are the Ikka Yimei Purim. Umi Yishari, how can you do Hesped on that day? Oksib Megillah's Tanis. Take a look at Megillah's Tanis itself. It says, Yoyim Arba Asar Boi, V'yam Chamisha Asar Boi, Yoyim Perai Yinun. 14 and 15 Adar, are Yimei Purim? The Loyla Mispad Boin. You don't do Tanis, you don't do Hesped, the Yimei Mishtav Simcha. Vamarav and Rav explain, Lo Nitzrucha, the Chiddush here is. Not on the day that you actually celebrate. Of course that's Purim. The Chiddush is, even if you're not really celebrating, Ela Lesa Eshol Zeh B'Zeh. We're coming to add another element to Purim. Even if you're in a walled city, your Purim is 15 of Adar. Shel Zeh B'Zeh. Day 14 is Asar for you as well. You have to celebrate along with the other people. And for the members living in the unwalled cities who celebrate 14, they consider 15 as Yom Tov as well. So 14 and 15 is the crux of Purim. You don't think it was it. Of course it's Asa Behesved V'Tanis. Ella, let's look for other options. Ve'ela B'nei Abbas. I was speaking about a fellow who was meant to read the Megillah on 14, and for some reason, reads it on the 13th. Okay, so you read it, but you can do Hesped V'Tanis. It's not a Yom Tov. It's not a Yom Tov. It's also a Yom Tov. Yom Niknaru. We're going to see soon there was a nace that happened, and it was called Yom Niknar. It's one of the days of Maseches Tanis, Megillas Tanis. So I could do Hesped. Next option. Let's go to day 12 of Adar. Vela B'nei Arbesa. Apparently we're speaking about a 14th fellow. V'Kakarele B'Treisa. I'll read the Megillah on 12. So he reads it, but he can do Hesped. It's not a day of Yom Tov. Sure is. Yom Tirainusu. That was another Yom Tov. El Olav, the only option left is Yud Aleph Adar. He's reading the Megillah for some reason on 11. What does the Mishnah say? Even though we are marked in Megillah, but it's not a Yom Tov, you can do Hesped V'Tanis. What do you mean? A day preceding a Yom Tov has the same restrictions. Is Asur B'Tanis. Yud Aleph Adar is the day before a Yom Tov. Which Yom Tov? Yom Tirinus, which falls out on Yud Beis Adar. Look, he says the word no. Actually, we could be speaking about Yud Beis Adar. And it's not really a Yom Tov anymore. It got cancelled. B'nei Arbeis Arba Asar was speaking about a fellow who was meant to read the Megillah on the 14th of Adar. Because Korolei Betreser, circumstance requires him to read it on 12 of Adar. So you read it, but you don't have to celebrate. It's Mutta Behesbet Vatanis. But the Ka'amr is Yom Tiranis. He had a question, well, what do you mean? Yudbez Adar is a Yom Tiv, Yom Tiranis. That was long cancelled. Yom Tiranis Gufi, Betuli Batlu. They were cancelled it. Hoyel Venergoboy Shima Va'achi Achiv. Shema Va'achiv, what Tzadikim Rashi says, they were killed in that day. So that cancelled the Yom Tiv. Okay, so everything works. On the one hand, Rabbi Yechon says, a day preceding a Yom Tiv is included in the Isra of the Yom Tiv, in the celebration of the Yom Tiv. On the other hand, we say, the Mishnah says, at times you modify the Yom Kriyas HaMegillah, but you can still do Hesped HaTanis. How is that? You have two choices, two options. Yud Aleph or Yud Beis Adar. These aren't days of celebration. Kihol, like we find in the following story, that Rav Nachman goes to Tanis. Rav Nachman established a Tanis, but Teresa, there was some sort of sorrow they were going through. He made a Tanis on Yud Beis Adar. Unrelated, Rabban turned to him, Yom Tiv Reinesu. What do you mean? It's a Yom Tiv. Amalu Yom Tiv Reinesu Guve Batlu Batlu. It's been cancelled. Hoyel v'nergubay shima v'achiyach. Ask the Gemara. Okay, so Yud Beis Adar has been cancelled. But remember, Yud Gimel Adar is Yom Nikner. Now, Yud Beis Adar is a day before Yom Nikner and should be also betanis. V'tepiklei, it turns out to have a Yom Shelefnei Nikner. How can you say Yud Beis is not to be celebrated? Fine. Yom Tiranus was bottled, but it's still a day before 13, which is Yom Nikna. Amar Rav Ashi, listen to the Schap. Hash to Ihu Gufe. But Lu, if they were bottled, the Yom Tiv on that day itself, because of the Tzara that happened, Shimon Va'achila were killed. Meshum Yom Niknar, Nekim V'Nigzer. How can you say that it's still meant to be celebrated because it's the day that precedes, that leads into the next day, Yom Nikner. It loses its own chashivas. It loses its own Yom Tov status by its own right. And of course, it cannot be considered a day of celebration because it's an error of Yom Tov. If the Ikar is bottled, then the Tuffel is bottled. And therefore, it's not considered a day of celebration. A my Tiranus. So what exactly happened in Yom Tiranus, Yom Nikner, the Sanya? Nikner Echad, sorry, my Nikner or my Tiranus. What exactly happened during these 2 days? The Sanya Nikner, that was his name. Echad Parcha Yevanim Haya. He was one of the dukes, one of the Greek dukes. B'chol Yom V'Yom, every day, Haya Meinef Yodai Al Yehudi V'Yerushalayim. He was waving his hands in haughtiness towards Yehuda, towards Yerushalayim. V'Oyman, you declare, Eimas Haktivol B'Yodai. When is this city? When is this country going to fall in my hands? Ve'er Mosen, I'm going to trample it with my feet. Shugav Ramachos Ve'ez Hashmonoi V'Nitzchu. This is during the time of Chanukah, when the kings of Hashmonai were victorious. So they grabbed a hold of this fellow who spoke so disparagingly, so disrespectfully about Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, cut it to behind each other. They removed his thumbs and his large toes, v'tolam mishav Yerushalayim, and they displayed it along the gates of Yerushalayim. But Amon, they said, Peh Hashayim Medaber Begava. They hung up his head as well, and they said, look, this mouth that spoke with haughtiness against Hashem. V'yadayim shoy manifest Yerushalayim. Those hands, those thumbs, those yadayim that were waving on Yerushalayim. Tas v'em te'os v'em nekoma. Revenge will be exacted on them. So that day was a day of celebration. That was a day of Yud Gimel Be'adar. Now apparently this Nikner fellow lived after the famous Nikner who donated those doors to the Beis HaMikdash. Otherwise, hard to believe that he would have taken on a name, adopted the name of a Rasha. You know, the Gemara Numa says, Shem Rishayim Yirkov, Rakvivus Tala B'Shmoysam, not meant to adopt the name of a Rasha. So that Nikner, that Jewish Nikner, lived way before this Nikner who lived towards the end of Bayis Sheni during the time of Hanukkah. Okay, my two rhymes, what happened there? The story went as follows. Kishibi kish tyrannis laharik, es lolinos upapus. this Rasha Tyrannus wanted to kill Elinus and Pappus, Achiv, his brother, two brothers, Belutki in the town of Lutki. So what exactly happened? The Gemara doesn't go into detail, but Rashi does. So Rashi is pretty much off to the left. Lulainus of Pappus Achiv, they were tzaddikim gemurim hayu, Belutki, that's the town of Lut. And they were tzaddikim, and they gave up their lives for Klal Yisrael. V'hayin d'abrim chalduch, the Gemara says, Harugei Lut, these people who were killed in Lut, ein kol bria yuchayla lamed b'chitzisasim gan Eden. You can't get near to them in Gan Eden. They're on the highest level. What happened? V'ish Arim, some say the story was as follows. Shenergu al bitay shel melech, shenimtis harugu. They found a princess dead. And of course they blamed the Jews, first blood libel, v'amra yehudim argua, Jews are to blame. V'gazru gzir al sinei she Yisrael. They made a gzir, they're going to kill out all the Jews. And these two fellows came forth, Upado is Yisrael, and they saved the rest of Yisrael. V'armon, they said, Anoragnu, they took responsibility. We killed her. V'harag ha-melech le'elu bavad. And the king just killed them and spared the rest. That's a big kasha, how can they do that? How can they go ahead and volunteer to get killed? Is the person allowed to do that? Says the Chazanish, yes. They were just trying to save the rest of Klal Yisrael. Was a Masa Hatzalah. Perhaps you can add that in this case, they would have been killed in any case. The Gzeir was applied to all equally. So when they came forth, although they were risking, perhaps torture, etc., but at the end of the day, instead of everybody getting killed, they saved the rest by just allowing themselves to be killed, taking the blame. See, there's really a kasha because there's a Mishnah in Terumos, and there's a Rishonim that applies it to this type of case. Goyim threaten a group of Jews. Hand over one person so we can kill him, otherwise we'll kill all of you. The Mishnah, the Rishonim says, no, you cannot sacrifice one to spare the bunch. Can't do that. Shave al tas, sit passively. Hashem will take care of it. So b'yad Hashem, you don't hand anybody over to the Goyim. So how do they do it here? So the Chazanish says a big difference between handing over somebody or the person himself volunteering. So you might say nefesh on behalf of the klal. Handing over somebody is a achzorius. You have no right to take a person handing to the goyim. But in this case, Pappus and Lelinus, they were tzaddikim. They volunteered. They came forward. That's different. That they could do. So what happened with these great tzaddikim? Says the Gemara, Amar lehem. So he turned to them and he said, Imi amay shel Chananya, mishol v'azaya atem. He spoke in haughtiness. He says, look, if you're from the nation of Chananya, mishol v'azaya, who were saved from the fiery furnace by Hashem, yovel lekechem yatzel aschem yadi. Hashem should come along and save you from my hands. G'der shehitzel as Chananya, mishol v'azaya, mad l'mchanetzah. Just as he saved them from Nebuchadnezzar. Let's see what happens. Amalai, they responded to him. They put him in his place. Look, big difference. You don't match up to Nebuchadnezzar. Who are you? Hanan, Yimishova, Azariah. They were tzaddikim, Gemurim, are you? Veruyin, Hoyi, Aslam, Nes. They're worthy of experiencing a great Nes. We're just plain people. That's number one. Number two, Udubudchadnezzar, Melech Hagamaya. Nebuchadnezzar. He was a proper king. He had sincerity. He was worthy of being a vehicle for Hashem's nes, bringing a great kiddush Hashem. Look at the Pesukim Daniel. After that great event, he acknowledged Hashem's greatness, Hashem's mightiness. Although he wasn't the great best man, but far from it, but he had a measure of sincerity in him. As opposed to you, you're just a plain fellow, voice of Russia, head you to. This Russia, you're a head you, just a plain man. You're not worthy of having a nes happen through you. And us, we're not either worthy. For whatever avera we did, we are guilty. We're deserving of being put to death. You know what? We may not to is hergenu. If you don't kill us, har behergem yishlam makom. Hashem has many, many ways, many means of killing us. Var beduvin varoyis yishlam makom. Hashem has many bears and lions to use to apply punishment to us. Yesh l'makim b'ilamay, shepoigim b'nu, who could strike us, v'horigin us, and kill us. Elo l'imus, shvona HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yotcha. You know why Hashem placed us in your hands? Elo she'osad li'para da meinem yotcha. We are certain that Hashem will exact revenge on you. Hashem will be pareh, collect our dam. Meaning an animal sent by Hashem, he has no bechira. He's not punished for punishing a person. You have bechira. True, we're deserving. You have no business getting involved. Ava became, even though they gave him this powerful argument, Hargan, they killed him, miyad. Amru, what happened was, Leizazur Misham, they didn't move, they didn't budge, meaning they weren't even buried yet. And look what happened. Ashebo diyufli miroimi. Suddenly Diu, two officers, arrived from Rome who had accounts to settle with this fellow, with this tyrannous fellow. Upatsu asmoichai. They broke his head, begzirin, with clubs. So look, that was a tremendous hashgach, a tremendous kiddush Hashem, although they suffered and they had to go through what they did. But lemais, Hashem showed who's boss. He was punished on the spot. This was a tremendous kiddush Hashem, a display of true hashgacha pratis, and that was enough to make that into a yom tov. Ein goyzrim tanis al atziva betchil b'chamishi. Ein goyzrim tanis b'et rashi chadosh. So typically we try to avoid fasting on a yom tov, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim. But if they started fasting, and for some reason they had to add more fast days because of a prolonged tzara, we continue. We don't cut off the fast, even though it interferes with Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim. Im eschilu eim afsik. Now, at what point is considered heschilu? V'kam ha'aviyah schalu. Rav Ach Amar Shalosh. Once they fasted three times, it's a chazakah, it's been established, you just keep on going, even though it might interfere with the Chanukah or with the Purim. Rav Asi Amar Achas. Even one fast day is enough to be considered on track. And now you just continue adding fast days, even though it interferes with the Chanukah or the Purim. Rabbi Yudam Rav, Su Divrei Rav Meir. You see, the Mishnah continues and says, even though you'll have to fast on the Yom Tov, you're Mas'ana, but you're not Mashlam. You don't complete it. Because that's how the Takana, that's how the Tanis was established, L'chatchila. It should be an incomplete fast day out of deference, out of cover to the Yom Tov. That's Divrei Rav Meir, Sh'ama Mishum, Rabbi Gamble, Ava Chacham, Oimim B'Yumen Teno, Shidas Chacham disagrees. Mis'ana umashlam. If you fast, do it all the way. No half-fastings. Darash mazurta m'shir darafuna. In fact, halacha is mis'ana umashlam. Hadrin halach. Say the Taniyas Ketzer. Okay, so what do we learn today, Stav? We quoted Megillas Tanis, which mentioned two occasions, two reasons to celebrate from Aleph to Ches Nisan, when the Korban Tumah was reestablished properly. We had from Ches Nisan until after Pesach, when Chag HaShavuos was put back on track. We had a kasha. Why mention Aleph Nisan as a day of Yom Tov? In any case, it's Rosh Chodesh. To include Chavtes Adar, which is the day before Aleph Nisan. What do you mean? It's the day after Chav Ches Adar, which in itself was a Yom Tov, established because they were successful in canceling the Gzera of the Romans. We had three terutzim. What about a Chodesh Mu'ubar? An extra day there. So Chavtes Adar is true, is after Chavches, but Lamed Adar is already a day later. It's only celebrated because it's the day before Aleph Nisan. Second Teretz, Chavtes Adar is now situated between two Yom Tovim. It gives it additional mala, it's Asar Behesped as well. A third answer, if the first reason to celebrate will be Batal, Chavches Adar is Yom Tov, will be Batal, you still have another reason to celebrate Aleph Tel Ches Nisan because of the Tamid, which case is going to include Chavches Adar as well. In Megillas Tanis, we have two categories of Yom Tov. Some are Asr only B'Tanis, some are even more important, Asr B'Hesped as well. What are the days before and after? It's four Shittas. According to Rishon Gamliel, it's always Mutter. According to Rav Meir, when it's only Isr Tanis, it's Mutter. Isr Hesped, Lefanov is Asr as well. Kotar B'Esi picks it up a notch. When it's Isr Tanis, it includes Lefanov. Isr Hesped, Lefanov Alachrav. Kotar B'Echnad, it's always Lefanov. Yud Beis Adar was Yom Tirinus. Yud Gimel Adar was Yom Niknar. And we learned that which means once they start a sequence of fast days, even if they see that they add more, in which case it will run into a Yom Tov, like a Shchodesh, Chanukah, Purim, just continue fasting. And Halacha L'maaseh is Halacha Mis'aneh U'mashlem. All the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rabbah.